This is Twit.
Okay, Keith says, I use Affinity Photo on the Mac for photo editing. I just wonder if you have any comments or suggestions on the iOS app. It's £20. I'm in the UK, so that's around $27. Before I buy, I'd just like some further information, particularly on usability on the iPad. I do have an Apple Pencil.
Well, Affinity Photo, okay, so I have mixed feelings about Affinity Photo because it is a power tool, and you can do, it's pretty much Photoshop. And if you like it on the Mac, you'd probably like it on the iPad. The only maybe issue, let me take a picture and show you what we can do with it here. So we're going to edit this picture. The issue on the iPad becomes, see the icons, and these are, by the way, you'll recognize these. These look exactly the same as on the Mac, but they're a little small. They're probably as small as you can get and still have them be touchable. And, of course, if you're using the pencil, no problem at all. You could tap those pretty accurately. I think this is a stunning program, but you'll probably use it a little bit differently on the iPad than you might use it on the Mac, because you're going to use the kind of the larger gestures and, you know, but look, I mean, you still have access to, what they did with this program is kind of amazing. I mean, they built in all the features of a desktop photo editing program, including, look at this is like Photoshop. I mean, and then added, you know, all the benefits of a drawing program to a photo program. So this is really a powerful tool. I think workflow with this is a little more cumbersome because it's just, God, there's so many things. They put everything into it, right? So to me, no, I've really ruined that picture.
Go back.
Holy cow. Holy, where's the undo button? There you go.
That's a
relief.
I love that photo.
I know.
It always feels like this show, really.
I ruined this photo with Affinity because who's the bird and who's the seal?
Mm-hmm. Some days you're the bird and some days you're the seal.
I ruined it because I brightened up the rock too much, right? And it distracts from the sea lion and the flightless cormorant. The actual picture of the rock is a little bit darker, but I was playing with it. I mean, it's pretty cool what you can do. And you can see, I mean, because the iPad has touch gestures, it really does give you the capability of doing some very detailed work. This is worth £20, I would say.
It's $19.99 in the U.S.
Wow. So yeah, that's nice. Isn't that nice how they do that exchange rate thing? Jeez. I think this is a really amazing tool. And if you're serious about using your eye. Here's the thing. If you're serious about using your iPad for photo editing, there's nothing at this level. But many people choose to use simpler programs like Snapseed, which are kind of designed for a touch environment.
And free.
But don't give you nearly, here's my new car, by the way. Do you like it?
Mm.
Don't give you nearly the kinds of refinement. But you can see this is what Google thinks a touch environment should have, just a bunch of, you know, pics like this. And so it depends really, I guess it comes back to what you're going to do on your iPad versus on your desktop. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like Affinity Photo. I think it's really, really good. Pixelmator is pretty close. I think it's roughly the same cost.
Well, that was what we were talking about last week, you know, iOS being a totally different OS than Mac OS. And, you know, it's a bummer that you have to pay for a Mac app and pay a lot again for an iPad app, but they're, you know, the developers have to develop two different apps.
$20 or £20 is not a lot of money for a program that is effectively Photoshop.
But that you've already paid for on your Mac.
Yeah, but what is Photoshop? Yeah, you're right. And by the way, Adobe gives away their much stripped down versions of Lightroom and Photoshop for iOS, but they expect you to have a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So
subscriptions.
Yeah. I think I would say buy it. I don't think you'll regret it. £20.
Keith.
Depends on how important, how much £20 means
if
to you.
If you regret it, write me a letter and I will take $27 out of Leo's wallet and send it to you.
That's kind of annoying that they charge £20 and $20 in the U.S.
Yeah, it is annoying.